We'll find out if that's going to happen from Jim Jordan. It's 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. After Tuesday's New York terror attack, President Trump is calling for an end to a decades-old program to encourage immigration from countries that had low numbers of applicants. And Mr. Trump has very definite ideas on what should happen to the New York City suspect.
Saifulu Saipov should be considered an enemy combatant for allegedly carrying out the New York truck attack, President Trump says.
Send him to Gitmo. I would certainly consider that, yes.
An enemy combatant need not be sent to Guantanamo, but that's where the Bush White House established holding cells for them during the early days of the war on terror. Mr. Trump wants speedier justice.
Much quicker and much stronger than we have right now. Because what we have right now is a joke and it's a laughingstock.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
A violent domestic dispute in Springfield yesterday ended with a horrific suicide. Police say a 70-year-old man attacked his 76-year-old wife and beat her with an axe handle. Another family member interrupted the attack and got the woman to safety. Then, police say, the man eventually killed himself in the garage with a chainsaw.
He did go back inside the house and he shut the doors, and that's when a perimeter was established. And shortly after that, he was located inside the garage. Officers did go in. They attempted life-saving measures right away. He was transported to the hospital from this location where he was later pronounced dead.
Police are not releasing his name in order to protect her identity. Fare increases are not included in the budget that Metro's general manager will be presenting this morning, but it does include asking the jurisdictions for more money.
Metro general manager Paul Wiedefeld's asking the jurisdictions for an extra $165 million in the next budget. Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says Maryland's good for it.
The harder question is how are the Virginia localities going to come up with their dollars?
Those localities use their own money for Metro, while Maryland's share comes from a state trust fund. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the state will give Metro an additional $125 million a year, but only if the other jurisdictions do the same. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
After years of public controversy and debate, work is finally set to begin on a massive memorial to President Dwight Eisenhower. A groundbreaking ceremony this morning will mark the start of the project, which has been plagued for years by a bitter fight over the memorial's design and aesthetics. Ralph Northam, the Democratic candidate for governor of Virginia, now says that under certain circumstances, he would vote for legislation to ban sanctuary cities. Republican Ed Gillespie has hit Northam hard in the campaign for voting against such legislation earlier this year. The future of Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins just got a little more interesting with this week's trade between the Patriots and 49ers.
All speculation pointed to Kirk Cousins heading to San Francisco next season, but now they could be set after trading for Patriots backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. For his part, Cousins not too concerned at the moment.
I have enough to worry about with the Seahawks, and that's where my focus is.
But he says his contract situation, his second straight season under the franchise tag, is a blessing in disguise.
And it enables me to just focus on the task at hand and winning football games and being productive and helping lead this team.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,435, the Nasdaq at 67,17. Sports, the Houston Astros have won the World Series for the first time in franchise history. NBA, the Wizards blow a 22-point lead and lose to Phoenix. NHL, the Caps host the Islanders tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on.
Mark Levin, 6 to 9 p.m.
I really think it's my public duty as a public service to give you a little bit more information.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
If you're waiting for Black Friday to buy appliances, Bray and Scarf has some advice for you. Don't wait, because this Saturday, November 4th, is officially Bray Day, which means for one day only, you can get guaranteed Black Friday prices throughout the store, 3 weeks early. We're talking exclusive prices and deals too low to advertise, both in-store and online. Like exclusive double package rebates on select KitchenAid appliances. Not $400, but $800 back. And free bonus appliances, plus free basic installation on select Genair packages. Bray and Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, known for expert advice and personal attention. So don't don't wait till after the holidays. Get your new appliances now and enjoy them on Thanksgiving. Bray Day, this Saturday, November 4th at all 13 Bray and Scarf locations or brayandscarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of 2 cubic foot shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower garden and gift store.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here we go, 66. The crash in the Fair Oaks area. Now with fire and rescue. VDOT crews there, too. Right side is going to be where the activity is. Eastbound 66 as you come up to Route 50. Expect that delay really intensifying here as you come past and out of Centerville area. George Washington Parkway southbound. A little bit of volume approaching and passing 123. Now it's going to be farther along. We have an incident reported near the Memorial Bridge, southbound side of the GW Parkway. On the 11th Street Bridge, coming off of each direction of 295, now slows to merge onto the bridge to the freeway. And that's where we have a crash reported before the 3rd Street Tunnel, so hang in there. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge. It's just been the normal morning delays here before St. Barnabas Road. And on 50, once you get through Annapolis and Bowie, which is delay-free, it's inside the Beltway, slows as you make your travels. Inbound, but after 202, that crash had been on the shoulder. That was slowing us back to 410. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy this morning. A few light rain showers are possible. Nothing widespread. Partly to mostly cloudy later, 76. Tonight down to 59. Clouds and sun tomorrow. Maybe a shower, 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Burke, 50 in Bethesda, 53 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. The first two people indicted in the Russia probe are due back in court today. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Friday Eve. It's Thursday morning, 7:15, about 10 minutes from now. Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies will be joining us to talk about those diversity visas. At 7:35, Representative Jim Jordan will be joining us to tell us if we're ever going to see tax reform. Who knows? Maybe he knows. Maybe he can answer some questions for us. And at 8:35, Andrew McCarthy with us to discuss immigration, which has been obviously thrust to the forefront after the terror attack in New York City earlier this week. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies. Good morning, Vince.
Well, good morning. I want to tell you about Michelle Obama. She was out on the road yesterday doing a Obama Foundation Summit in Chicago, and she had an interesting conversation with poet Elizabeth Alexander. Yes, of course, sitting down with a poet to have an interview. And on stage, they started talking about the way we raise our boys and our girls. See if you can navigate what Michelle Obama has to say about the difference between the way we raise men and women.
It's like the problem in the world today is we love our boys and we raise our girls, you know? We raise them to be strong, and sometimes we take care not to hurt men. And I think we pay for that a little bit. Mm. And that's a we thing because we're raising them, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's powerful to have strong men, but what does that strength mean? Mm. You know, does it mean respect? Does it mean responsibility? Does it mean compassion? Or are we protecting our men too much so they feel a little entitled? And a little, a little self-righteous sometimes. But that's kind of on us, too, as women and mothers.
Yeah.
You know, as we nurture men and push girls to be perfect.
Am I the only one? I need a Michelle Obama to English dictionary because I don't understand what she was saying there. I don't understand it at all.
I do wonder what the hell she was trying to say. But as I sort of navigated through it and found some of the keywords, she talked about the fact that men feel entitled and self-righteous because we don't hurt men. That suggests that what? We're hurting our girls? And so she said, we're taking care not to hurt our men. We love our men, she says, but we raise our girls.
So we what love our men.
What do you think that means?
I have no idea. Which, okay, so walk me through this because I'm a little befuddled. So we love our boys, but at the same time, we hurt them? Or we
don't
hurt our girls.
So
we're hurting our girls.
That's right.
Hurt them enough. We love men too much. We need to hurt men more. And did she say this while wearing a pink hat with ears on it, like a cat, like one of those pink hats? Did she wear? Was she have that hat on while she was saying? Because I'm sorry, but this makes no sense to me.
Also, what is she talking about? I mean, and she, by the way, so she says that men feel entitled and self-righteous because of all of this. Listen again.
Or are we protecting our men too much, so they feel a little entitled? And a little, a little self-righteous sometimes. But that's kind of on us.
Real quick, if you can sort through this, let us know. 888-630-9625. One of my positions here is she only has daughters. So what is she saying? That she just raised them? She didn't love them. She just raised them. It's on us. In retrospect, I should have loved my daughters. Sorry, Malia and Sasha. What is she suggesting that there's not enough love here? Let me. Jennifer in Greenbelt has an impression of this. I'd like to get yours. Jennifer, good morning. What do you think?
The Michelle Code is she's talking to black women about how they raise their black sons because they're scared to make mistakes, and that they don't. They're not afraid to make mistakes with the girls. She's talking about the black community. And the underlying thing is she's talking about her husband and how entitled and self-righteous he is.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, she just threw Barack under the bus.
Yeah, she does have one man in her life.
Yep.
A lesson in drawing some lessons from that. Interesting, especially the stuff about black women and black and raising black men. That's an interesting point.
They're afraid that they're going to lose their sons. Their sons are going to walk out the door and start shooting or be shot.
Huh.
That they're so overly, loving because they don't want to piss them off.
Gotcha.
Eventually.
Well, I'll have to take your word for it. That sounds like an interesting theory. But I don't know that rules out the idea that a mother can love her daughters just as much, even in that situation. Let's go to Mike in New Windsor this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I got another one-liner for you that describes the whole situation. When you have a son go out, you always say, have a good time. When you have a daughter go out, you always say, be careful.
It's very true. It's very true.
Yeah, well, in that case, though...
I don't think she's saying that she doesn't love the daughter. I just think they raise them to be careful of what's around.
Yeah, but in that case, what you're suggesting is they don't want to hurt their daughters, not their sons. I mean, my point is, it seems like it's all on its head. Like, so, as a society, we go out of our way to protect our daughters, to ensconce our daughters in safety. Our sons, we have a higher risk tolerance for. But for our daughters, no. We want a cocoon of safety around them. We protect our women as a culture, or we should. And so I almost feel like she has it flipped on its head that we don't allow our men to be hurt. No, actually, we send our men out for head trauma in football.
We send them to war.
Yeah.
Right? We were just talking about having women register for the... Just register on people who didn't want to do it.
Jeremy and Manassas with a quick reaction here. Jeremy, you said you're offended by this. Why?
I am. I'm slightly offended by it. I mean, being prior service military and a former defense contractor that was injured on deployment, we're just now getting into the point where we're allowing women into combat within the last couple of years, right? So us as men, we were coddled too much to the point where we were sent to war for how many decades as just men, and now we're bringing in women who, according to Michelle Obama, we've been allowing to be strong and everything else, but have had double standards for in the military, as well as not allowed them to be in combat, whereas us, who have become coddled and self-righteous and not keen to the ways of the world, we're still able to go out and fight these wars and die next to our brothers and sisters in battle. To me, it's slightly offensive the way that she said it.
Those guys who fight those wars are not people who've been wrapped in bubbles their entire lives.
Amen.
Let's go to Ken and Burke real quickly here. Ken, good morning, sir. What do you think?
Yeah, hey, good morning. I'm just sort of wondering, where is Michelle Obama getting the insight to comment on the raising of sons? I mean, unless there's a secret love child somewhere, I'm pretty sure she's only got daughters.
Yeah.
Another example of liberals teaching about stuff or preaching about stuff that they've got no experiential base for.
Good point, Ken. But she maybe, yeah, and Ken introducing the buried lady here, she might be revealing some hidden scandal we didn't know about. She has a separate family stored off somewhere.
That's usually a guy thing, isn't it? The separate family. Because the women, that's a pretty obvious process, right?
I feel sometimes. It's a new age, Mary.
Yes, it is. It's also 7:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good morning in College Park area. Let's start first with our normal delays as you merge off of 95 onto the outer loop into Silver Spring. Also, it's a slow merge coming off of 95 onto the inner loop, right as you would exit over to Route 1, you know, where the IKEA is in that area. We had the crash. Fire and rescue left. I still see, looks like two police cars crowding that right lane, a couple cars there. So that's the focal point of those inner loop delays as you try to push into Beltsville. 270, volume Urbana, Hyattstown, Germantown, and now down to the Beltway. 66, here we go. We have a crash east on 66 as you pass 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and that is in the far right side of eastbound 66. Now, once you get beyond there, since you're all hung up to get there, then you're open up through to the Beltway, quiet through Falls Church, and on the George Washington Parkway, southbound near Memorial Bridge, reports of a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today cloudy, maybe some sun, a passing shower. It's going to be warm, a high of 76 degrees. Tonight, a few passing clouds, a low of 59. And tomorrow's going to be like today, sunshine, a mix of clouds, slight chance of a rain shower, high of 79, though, tomorrow. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 54 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
717 here on WNAL, where Washington comes to talk. Pleased to be joined now by Mark Krikorian. He's a nationally recognized expert on immigration issues and is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here, sir, and especially on a week where we want to talk about, you know, what is our immigration system and what should it be? We know now that this terrorist who struck New York, killed eight, injured others, came in on the diversity lottery. What is the point of that program?
It's a good question. The point seems to be just generically that we need to have more people in the United States. And if, you know, there are people who don't have relatives and don't have job skills, we should just let them in anyway. The premise seems to be that people in every country of the world have some kind of entitlement to be able to come here. And so, like I said, those that don't already have a lot of connections, people from Mexico and India already have a lot of connections here, but from other countries in the world somehow deserve some other option. And so that's what this lottery is. Millions of people from all but the top immigrant-sending countries in the world, millions send applications. 50,000 or 100,000 are selected, and then they whittle it down to 50,000. But they don't have to show any unique skills, any abilities. We're not talking about rocket scientists and engineers. We're talking about guys like this knucklehead who was a Uber driver. Now, you know, I mean, I met a lot of Uber drivers. They're great people. Why do we need more Uber drivers from Uzbekistan, though?
Yeah, this is a pretty good prize for a lottery. I wonder, is there any other aspect of our immigration system, our legal immigration system, that has a lower threshold for entry?
Well, there's different thresholds. I mean, if you're a relative, for instance, or a close relative of some kind, or even a more distant relative, you don't have to show any job skills or any abilities or anything. In other words, you're being picked because of your family relationship. But if you're looking just at the ones that have some kind of screen, some kind of threshold for skills and ability, no, there really isn't anything lower. All you have to show is that you have a high school degree or 2 years of job experience in certain jobs. And, you know, really, in whether it's Uzbekistan or Nigeria or Albania, you can buy a high school diploma from the street. You know what I mean? It's not a meaningful, you know, a threshold at all.
There has been a bill, the Safe for America Act, that has been sitting in the House since March of this year. It was introduced by Bill Posey, and that would end the diversity visa. It would have ended it in March. Why hasn't it even been taken up for consideration? What's the problem?
It's a good question. The House actually has passed bills in the past, and they never got through the Senate, but to end the visa lottery. Probably what's happening is that there is thought of maybe packaging an end to the visa lottery with other things. So that's what they're talking about in the Senate, for instance. The president himself made a big deal months ago, long before this happened, of highlighting a bill by Senator Cotton and Senator Perdue that would, it's called the RAISE Act, do a bunch of things, including get rid of the visa lottery. So I think there's an idea that they maybe will package it with an amnesty for the DACA young people that Obama illegally gave his amnesty to. But that's just speculation on my part. There's no reason they couldn't just end the lottery, you know, right away, just meet this afternoon, vote to abolish it, and that's the end of it, although the Democrats wouldn't go along with that.
I want to ask you to sort out a political fight that started yesterday. The president went after Chuck Schumer for being one of the, you know, one of the founders here of the diversity visa. Called it a Chuck Schumer beauty. But then you had Jeff Flake, a Republican, of course, but no fan of the president, attacking President Trump on Twitter, saying that Chuck Schumer and the Gang of Eight, when that failed bill in the Senate, had actually moved to get rid of the diversity lottery program. What's the truth in the middle of all of this?
Well, I mean, they're both true. Chuck Schumer was one of the main House movers. He was in the House back then, 1990. Behind the visa lottery. He's claimed credit for it. There was a video that went around yesterday. I hadn't seen it before, from him about 10 years ago in the Senate, actually saying that he was the person in the House who moved that bill, and it was a great bill. And he said he knew it was a great bill. Remember, this is 2006, because as he would bicycle around New York, he saw all kinds of people who came in through the visa lottery, and that's why it was good. Ironic. That he wasn't bicycling, on Halloween.
Right.
But the bill, that big Gang of Eight bill, would in fact have gotten rid of the visa lottery, but it was part of a package to double legal immigration, almost double guest worker visas, and amnesty all the illegal immigrants. And they said, oh, yeah, and we'll get rid of the visa lottery.
It sounds like what it is it's a hardly defensible program that they decided, oh, here's a piece of leverage we can trade for. Like, this will make conservatives happy.
Yes, exactly. That's what it was. And so you can hardly say, well, we're with you in getting rid of the visa lottery. It's like, well, you call it, I would say, let's call Senator Flake's bluff. It's like, okay, well then, let's get rid of it tomorrow. What's the problem? You're still in the Senate.
I know, it's funny. That was the interesting element to this. He would go out of his way to defend Chuck Schumer. He's like, oh, what, Schumer wanted to get rid of it in the Gang of Eight bill. Oh, great. Well, then we're all in agreement. It's time for the end of the diversity lottery.
Exactly. Yeah, that would have been a tweet I would have liked to see from the president in response to Flake.
Yeah, especially since some of these countries where we take these people from have known terrorist problems. It just doesn't seem to be a smart thing to do, and the Posey bill has 12 co-sponsors, so it should be easy to, as you said, just hold the bill, go down there today, have the bill, have the vote, and let's do this. Thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us, Mark Krikorian. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Thanks.
That's Mark Krikorian. He is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. It is now 7:23 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Are you one of these people who, and there's a lot of them, who just have dental pain? You just didn't get good teeth, and you have maybe dentures, maybe you got some missing teeth. You hide your smile because you don't have good teeth. Well, I've got some great news for you. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry have your solution with Hybridge. Hybridge is a nationally recognized, it is proven, it is a simplified approach to a whole new smile. The process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. Now, because of all that, you can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. You can smile confidently knowing that your teeth can look, feel, and function as real teeth would. I know someone who got the Hybridge procedure. She can eat anything she wants now. She can show her smile. She is so happy. She loves it. I encourage you to learn from the Bethesda Dream Team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry how they can help you enjoy the food you love. You can smile freely, like I said. Attend their free Highbridge Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's free. It is Monday, November 13th. They'll help you understand your dental options. Seating is limited. Call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. It is now 7:25. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives. And we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No change on 66, unfortunately. So if you're coming eastbound 66, the problem in the Fair Oaks area is the crash. Still along the right side. Arrow board is there to get you over to the left lanes. East on 66 after 50, but before you get to 123. Now, on 50, I'm seeing delays as well to merge onto 66. Let's go north of 50, where crews are working at the crash, and this is definitely an unusual backup here. Waples Mill Road at West Ox Road. West Ox Road really gets the brunt of those delays there. Around the top side of the Beltway College Park inner loop as you pass Route 1, had the crash activity along the far right side. Slow merging off of 95 out of Calverton to go onto each loop of the Capitol Beltway there. On the southeast-southwest freeway, I've been talking about these delays to the incident after you cross the 11th Street Bridge before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT there now saying it's a stalled car, so waiting for a tow truck, but the delays off of each direction to 295. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid Pharmacy or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky around this morning. A few sprinkles of rain are possible. And as we go through the day, mostly to partly cloudy, as we might get some sunshine in here, not much. This will be warm in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 54 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL.
Some of Virginia's worst criminals had their rights restored because of Ralph Northam's risky policy. Northam supported the automatic restoration of rights for violent felons and sex offenders, making it easier for them to obtain firearms and serve on juries. One of these felons was a convicted child molester. John Bowen had his rights restored 2 months after being found with one of the largest child pornography collections in Virginia's history. 43 prosecutors, Republicans, Democrats, and independents opposed Ralph Northam's risky policy. Now, Virginia law enforcement is supporting Ed Gillespie for governor. Gillespie has been endorsed by 65 sheriffs, the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police, and the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Virginia law enforcement knows that Ed Gillespie will get tough on crime and keep your family safe. Ed Gillespie for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
High dollar makeup on the cheap, bought on the street.
What is the danger in using counterfeit cosmetics?
Seven on Your Side investigates the risks of using fake designer makeup.
Lead, urine.
Counterfeit cosmetics. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Tonight, the OMGs come fast and furious.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Because TGIT is all news.
What?
On Grey's, a whole lot of crazies going down.
Did that girl really put a gun
in her pelvis?
Followed by a juicy scandal showdown.
What are you doing?
Whatever's necessary.
And an epic How to Get Away with Murder meltdown.
I can't be strong all the time.
Starting tonight at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11. Tomorrow on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, your car could be giving away your private information. Learn the one thing drivers need to do to protect themselves. Plus, spin to win up to $200 from our prize wheel. Watch tomorrow at 6 on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare. And you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 866-88-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 866-88-BIBLE. Call 866-88-BIBLE.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, the search for pain relief can feel like an endless and hopeless ordeal. See how Good Feet Arch Supports work for you before you buy at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Representative Jim Jordan, and we'll discuss this tax reform bill. Is it happening? What's going to be in it? What's not going to be in it? We all want to know, and hopefully he will have some answers for us. It's now 7:30, and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. President Trump is suggesting what should be done with the New York terror suspect, Saifullah Saipov.
Overnight, President Trump tweeting that the suspect in New York City's terror attack should get death penalty. The president also saying he would consider the suspect, labeled an enemy combatant by the White House, to the controversial prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Send him to Gitmo. I would certainly consider that, yes.
The president calling for an end to the diversity visa lottery program, a program that allowed the New York City terror suspect to gain entry to the U.S. in 2010.
Correspondent Joe Johns. A 70-year-old Springfield man is dead after apparently taking his own life following a violent domestic dispute at a home yesterday. Police say he beat his 76-year-old wife with an axe handle and then retreated to the garage.
He appeared to have life-threatening injuries to the upper body. He has since died of those injuries. They appear to be caused by a chainsaw. And again, they were self-inflicted wounds.
His wife survived the attack. Metro's general manager presents his proposed budget for next year today, and it does not include a fare increase. Just days before the election for governor of Virginia, Democrat Ralph Northam now says he would agree to ban sanctuary cities in Virginia if a locality tried to become one. Republican Ed Gillespie has made sanctuary cities a major issue in this year's campaign. Supporters of the so-called Peace Cross in Bladensburg are asking a federal appeals court to review a lower court ruling that it's unconstitutional to have the 40-foot monument on public land. Attorney Michael Carvin filed a petition for review on behalf of the American Legion. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,435, the Nasdaq at 67,17. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. It's a World Series win for the Houston Astros as they beat the Dodgers in Game 7. The Wizards build a lead, then blow it and lose to the Suns. The Caps host the Islanders tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy care, the medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. It's your one-stop, hey, they actually care about me shop. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Since early last century, when my father Morris founded the Mervis Diamond Company at the mines in South Africa, our family has handled some of the world's finest diamonds. And because the diamonds are in Mervis hands all the way from Africa to Washington, we keep costs low, so you save. That's why Mervis Diamond Importers is the leading diamond dealer in the nation's capital. Clearly, Mervis Diamond Importers provides the best value. We cut our diamonds to the Mervis ideal standard. This makes our diamonds brighter and more brilliant. Our diamonds are the envy of the industry. So don't ever pay too much for an ordinary diamond when you can get a Mervis diamond from us. At Mervis, you'll find only the best. It always was so, and it always will be so. Someday, all diamonds will be sold the Mervis way. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com to learn more. For an appointment, call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
Driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, billions in new spending, and permitting felons to vote and run for office? That's what my liberal opponent wants, and it would be horrible for Virginia. Hi, I'm Delegate Scott Lingenfelder, representing Prince William and Falk here in the Virginia General Assembly. Your vote this Tuesday, November 7th, is critical in maintaining the rule of law and fiscal conservatism in Richmond. Please vote to keep us on a conservative path, not a liberal one that we just can't afford. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Scott Lingenfelder.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought.
What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list. You. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your M Life Rewards card. Then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is Monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. I know you're in heavy delays coming through Centerville up toward Fair Oaks, but looking a little better at the scene of the crash as you pass Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. That looks like they have most everything over to the right shoulder, albeit, as I said, quite slow. On the inner loop of the Beltway, once you come off of 95, slows through Annandale, again from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. A cruiser with the crash. North of 66 and north of 50, right near the intersection of Waples Mill Road and West Ox Road. West Ox Road very slow as you pass 50 as a result. Now for 270, about the volume for us. Beltway delays through Silver Spring, inner loop at College Park. Crash had been along the right side. And now once you get through there, heading past Good Luck Road and down toward 50, the John Hanson Highway inner loop, new accident just reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky around this morning. A few sprinkles of rain are possible as we go through the day, mostly to partly cloudy. As we might get some sunshine in here, not much. As it'll be warm in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Vienna, 46 in Gaithersburg, 54 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Coming up shortly here on Mornings on the Mall, 8:35, we'll be joined by Andrew McCarthy. It's a busy morning, so let's get right into it. Vince Conn is alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now, Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio to answer some questions about tax reform. Representative, good morning, Congressman.
Morning.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
So let's start up. The question everybody wants to know is when can I sit down and figure out how much money I'm going to save, or am I going to be one of those people that gets stuck paying more? When can we do that?
Well, the bill comes out today, and I think that'll happen real soon. Who knows? Hopefully, we can even put together an app so you can just plug in the numbers. You can see that might actually help a few members who may be reluctant to vote for it when their constituents find out it's going to save them money, let them keep more of their money. They may let them know that, and they'd be more likely to vote for the right thing. So we'll see. But the bill's supposed to come out today.
Congressman, how close have you been to the negotiating process on this?
I don't think anyone's been that close, other than at the front end, we in the Freedom Caucus said, look, there's got to be certain frameworks, certain principles that get put in place before we would even vote for the budget and open the gate to start this process. We wanted to know what the corporate rate was going to be, what the small business rate, what was the rates on the personal side, what was going to happen with repatriation, some of those basics. So we got that information. Those all seemed to us to be moving in the right direction, and then we moved ahead with the budget. I think there are three key principles. Will the bill actually cut taxes? Will it simplify the code? And will it lead to and be conducive to producing economic growth? And if the answer to those three questions is a yes. In the end, it's good for the country, and we should be for it.
I've seen you say before, any tax cut should actually cut taxes. I think people get nervous, especially when this topic of debate comes up now, the 401k, because the only reason Congress seems to even be looking at changing 401k contributions is to basically execute a budgetary gimmick and say, you know, like, because eventually people will be taxed on those contributions in their 401ks, and instead Congress is saying, no, we want your money now, and we're going to start taxing you now. Are you concerned that the 401k contributions are actually going to drop, the limits on those?
No, I think that's going to stay the way it is. I mean, in a culture where we don't save enough, the last thing it seems to me you want to do is discourage saving. So I don't think they're going to see that change. But part of it, you're right, Vince, part of it is all driven by this ridiculous and crazy scoring system we have in Congress, and also this idea that you should do it all in a revenue-neutral fashion. I always tell folks, revenue-neutral is a Washington-speak way of saying the tax burden stays the same, we just shift around who pays what. And in that scenario, what always happens is the connected class gets a good deal, and middle-class families usually get the shaft. So bag that. And plus, I just don't adopt that premise that letting you and Mary keep more of your money, letting Americans keep more of their money, is somehow a cost to the government. I don't view it that way. I view it as it's your money. We're just allowing, it's freedom. It's, we're allowing you to keep more of what you've earned. So let's just focus on designing good tax code, and then let's worry about the spending problem, which is real, very real. But let's keep those two separate. You don't pay for tax cuts. You pay for spending. So let's do the right kind of tax code, and then let's focus on the spending issue.
Speaking of cutting and keeping more of my money, a lot of people who live in Maryland pay a lot and get to deduct a lot in state and local taxes from their federal taxes. Will they still be able to do that?
The talk is, again, we haven't seen the legislation. We're supposed to see that later this morning. The talk is that there will still be some kind of deduction for part of their local, state, and local taxes. My guess is it's going to be a focus on the property tax, but I'm not sure. That's just the rumors that have been coming out. We're going to find out here sometime later this morning.
Okay, what are your red flags? What are the things that you're concerned about right now?
There better not be any kind of VAT tax come back. That was a promise given to us a long time ago. I don't foresee that.
Value-added tax.
Yeah, this VAT, this kind of this broad-based tariff that was just a brand new tax put on the American economy. I don't think that's what we should be focused on. Again, for me, it really does boil down to those principles. Will it let you keep more of your money? Are people actually going to get a tax cut? Middle-class families are going to, and the president's been very clear, that is going to happen, and so I believe that is going to happen. Will it make the code simpler? We've been told you're going to be able to do your personal taxes on the personal side. You're going to be able to do it on the postcard. And then most importantly probably is, will it produce jobs? Will it create economic growth and be conducive to creating economic growth? We got to grow faster than we grew under the Obama years. I think we're off to a good start under President Trump, with the last two quarters being 3% growth rate. But we need to grow even more if we're ever going to deal with a $20 trillion debt.
Okay, Congressman, I want to move to a different subject with you, because I don't know if anybody's gotten your reaction on this yet, and I'd like to.
Sure.
John Boehner this week was quoted about you.
Yeah.
He said the following when he was in Congress. Of course, now he's like completely unfurled. He said, quote, Jordan was a terrorist as a legislator, going back to his days in the Ohio House and Senate. What do you make of your fellow Ohioan saying that?
Well, first of all, it's just not accurate. I feel like, I was pro-life legislator of the year, got the most pro-life thing done when we required this parental consent amendment. It's a legislation I did, an amendment I did. We did the time limits on welfare recipient as an amendment on the floor of the House. And one of the biggest tax cuts ever was done, the income tax reduction fund. So I felt like we got things done for taxpayers. But, you know, I'll just say what I said in the piece. I don't think Mr. Boehner sounds like he's a little bitter, a little angry to me. I don't think that's a good thing to happen to anybody as they get older. So I feel when your attitude gets that way, I feel bad for people like that and feel sorry for folks like that. And I'm just going to keep doing what I told the voters we're going to do. The other thing I'll say is this. In his district, the guy who won the race when he stepped down, Warren Davidson, the guy I endorsed, who's now a member of the Freedom Caucus, actually a member of our board. So maybe the voters in his district want someone who's a Freedom Caucus type person, because that's who they voted for and that's who they elect.
Can you compare your relationship with him as speaker to Paul Ryan? What's that like?
I mean, the relationship with Paul Ryan is great. It's fine. We meet every week as a group of us meet every week and talk about what we think needs to get done for the American people. John Boehner is no longer speaker, but when he was here, it felt like we didn't always agree. That was obvious, but. I feel bad for people who seem to have developed an attitude that's fairly angry and fairly bitter. That's just not good.
I just have one last question for you going back to Texas, and I've asked this question of many guests, and I never get an answer. What is middle class? What do I? What is my range to be income-wise to be middle class?
I think in America, if you ask American people, middle class is just about everybody.
Right, that's why I asked the question.
Just about everybody thinks they're middle class. And so when I talk about cutting taxes for the middle class, I'm talking about when we do this tax bill, everyone should get to keep more of their money. And I think that is going to play out, and that is healthy, that is pro-freedom, pro-America, that is just good for people, good for families. That's what I'm focused on.
Well, I hope you're right, and I really hope that I don't find out that I'm rich later on today. Representative Jim Jordan, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Have a great
weekend. Nice to have you. And by the way, coming up, we're going to talk about the way that Twitter got involved in the election. Might not make you happy at all.
744 on WMAO.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. One of those mornings we just have accidents keep popping up around the area. Be careful. We have a toll road now. Big delays to this crash. Eastbound Dulles Toll Road after Hunter Mill Road, almost back coming off of the Greenway. 66, a continuous delay from the first exit to 234. So that's through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks, the crash. Mostly to the right shoulder. Looks like partially crowds that right lane still before you get to 123. So that's a long lineup for a 66 ride planned for the time. On Route 7, once you get through Seven Corners, this is going to be on Route 7 this time, past Patrick Henry Drive for the crash. Latest accident on the Maryland Beltway heading through New Carrollton is on the inner loop near Good Luck Road before you get to 450. Do watch still for a lot of flashing lights there. And a broken down on 95, southbound near 212. Broken down as you come off the 11th Street Bridge near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad. We're looking Thursday. Clouds in and maybe a few rain showers. It's most likely a couple of swipes with the wipers, then you're done. Less than a tenth of an inch of rain. I'm going to go partly to mostly cloudy with that shower threat, mainly this morning, 76. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 54 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
Do you need a will or a trust? Do you use a 401k or a Roth? Do you have a little time on Sunday morning at 8? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini here on WMAL.
Let me tell you about what's going on with some of these social media companies. A lot going on in the Hill yesterday, for one, as they were all testifying in Congress, demanding answers of why they don't censor more of their users, which that's uncomfortable to have to go down that road. Worrisome. But let's go to something that they've already done. Twitter, we're now finding out, buried conversations about John Podesta and the DNC's leaked emails last year during the election. Buried them. So if you're the type of person, this is like conspiracy theory land, where you're like, oh, Twitter's not letting anybody see what's going on with John Podesta's emails. Well, it turns out it's true. Twitter buried, I'm reading now from the Daily Caller, Twitter buried significant portions of tweets related to hacked emails from the DNC and Clinton campaign chair John Podesta in the last 2 months of the 2016 presidential election. Twitter's systems hid 48% of tweets that used the hashtag DNC leak and 25% of tweets using the hashtag Podesta emails. That's according to Twitter General Counsel Sean Edgett, who said it in his written testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. Approximately one quarter of hashtag Podesta emails tweets received internal tags from our automation detection system that hid them from searches, they say.
Wow. Now, were people upset, were the Democrats on the committee upset about that, or do they only want to censor certain speech? Were they okay with that?
They want, this is, they desperately want Twitter to censor more speech, and Facebook, and Google.
Wow.
I saw another story, so there's that. I saw another story this week. People are getting notifications on their Google documents that they're being frozen out for some weird reason. So, some journalists had this happen to them. They approached Google and said, hey, what's going on? The response came back, oh, your document was accidentally flagged for having naughty content in it. They didn't say the word naughty, but the idea was that, so you know how you prepare your Google Docs inside your Gmail or whatever? Apparently, Google has an automation system scanning those documents for banned words, for things you're not allowed to think or say.
And this is surprising to users of Google? I'm just curious.
Just keep your eyes open, people. They have a lot of power, and they have a power to use it the wrong way. 7:50 here on WMIL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now, we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now... Oh, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. I'd love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be resodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
It's 7:53, so let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi, Mary. Good Thursday morning to you. Well, futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street today. Earnings are coming in fast and furious this morning. Dow component Dow DuPont reported a mixed quarter, its first results after the merger. It says it'll cut jobs. Wayfair just reported weak numbers, while KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell parent Yum Brands had a strong quarter. President Trump's Fed chairman should be announced today. It is expected selected to be current Fed Governor Jay Powell. World Series champion Houston Astros players get the biggest postseason bonuses from the players' pool of gate receipts brought in during the postseason. The pool is divided by the 10 postseason ball clubs. It likely means hundreds of thousands in extra cash for each Astros player. And don't buy toys yet. Retail Me Not says toy prices, they get lower in the first 2 weeks of December, unless you're looking for the hot toy that's going to be gone. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know the holidays are going to be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old carpets looking new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Traffic marks, pesky stains, odors, allergens, and mold will all be removed with a Zero Res Clean. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Plus, this November, Zero Res is offering additional discounts to our veterans, military, and first responders. Minimum supply, call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com.
It is 7:55, time for WMEL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, DDOT giving me the all clear on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, broken down, towed out of there. So, as you come off the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, now we're finding lanes open, but now trying to get rid of the delays that are quite extensive here. Northbound coming off of 295, working up to the bridge span. Across the Douglas Bridge, that picked up the delays as well. Suitland Parkway, it's just been about the volume this morning. Ooh, Maryland Beltway. A second crash after you come out of College Park. So going to be in the New Carrollton area. Inner loop before you get to 450. South on 95 before you get down to the Beltway. Crash that was quickly over to the shoulder. And hang on 395 in those HOV lanes down near the Pentagon. Crash to the shoulder, but everyone can see it in both the main and those HOV lanes. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid Pharmacy or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky around this morning. A few sprinkles of rain are possible. And as we go through the day, mostly to partly cloudy, as we might get some sunshine in here, not much. This will be warm in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 54 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities. Yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Have you ever heard the term roofing slump? Google it. It refers to the time period following the first snowfall until the spring melt, when roofing contractors tend to get very slow. For most people, roofing is a fall or spring thing. Once the first snowflake hits the ground, people tend to stop thinking about their roof. While the roofing slump is bad for us, it's great for you because it means it's Slump Buster season right now. Slump Buster is the fall season prior to the first snowfall where New Look Home Design has one of its biggest sales of the year. Now through the first snowfall, New Look Home Design is giving customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. It's the roofs we install now that help carry us through the slow winter months. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Take advantage of huge pre-winter slump buster savings.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused Flex Spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Eras, they're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Vince, tell them what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, is there something that you could do when you were a kid that there is no way in hell you're allowed to do anymore? I'd like to find out. Society has changed. Let's